second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. I think that was kind of a very interesting first hour, and I think we can see where a lot of people who are very concerned about government do enter public office without recognizing that perhaps they are serving the corporation. As Richard pointed out, it's very interesting. And I mentioned that I had had some experience. I was back in 2005, 2004, I became a committeeman not for my precinct, because my precinct already had a person serving in that capacity, and I'd always been told, and people are always saying, oh, get involved on the local level where you can really make a difference. Well, so I was a Republican at that point, and I volunteered to take over when this other committeeman had to leave, and so I wasn't really trained. I didn't receive any training. I went to one caucus, which I thought, it was the only meeting that I'd ever attended. And that was probably in February of 2005. And then during the summer, a young woman, she's probably 25 or so, it was a Sunday afternoon, she came campaigning to serve as committeeman in my own precinct. And I invited her in, and I just was feeling really, really frustrated with the Republican Party. In fact, I had written an article called Confessions of a Recovering Republican, which was on my website. And I invited her in, and I did so as a private citizen. And I expressed dismay at the voting record of Representative Judy Biggert, because she voted for CAFTA, she voted for open immigration, she voted for the Patriot Act, she voted for all kinds of things that seemed, that I opposed. And I thought that the Republicans, at least Representative Biggert, appeared to oppose those things when she was campaigning. Anyway, I expressed my dismay with this young woman. And within a week, I received a letter from the chairman, the chairman of the township that I live in. And basically, he said, I understand that you have expressed negative comments about Judy Biggert, and you've made some negative comments about the Republican Party. So we are removing you as committeeman immediately. Not only did he write the letter to me, but he sent copies to the young woman that I visited with that day. I was appalled. I thought, my gosh, okay, so the party runs things, and if you go against the party, well, you're just out. And I think that we see this not only on a local level, but on a national level. And I think of Ron Paul, when he does not go along with the war hawks, the warmongering in the Republican Party, well, he is just simply ignored. Now, I don't favor Ron Paul. I don't vote. I don't participate in that charade. But the party at the local level, the federal level, the state level, is all powerful. They run things, and you better not disagree with them, or you'll lose your parking space, or whatever else it is you're liable to lose. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and one of our listeners, Lindsay, said, he said, I don't know why he didn't want to stay. It was just really getting good. And isn't that typical that when things get kind of hot, the politicians take leave? All righty. We do have another caller, Rich in Washington.
Yeah, that's it. What we have to do is pull the covers of these people. They are actors. They are not representing us. They're really representing the corporation that they are a part of. And then you have to check the corporate structure. I mean, I think you've had Clint Richardson on.
Oh, yeah, several times.
Yeah, you have to realize who the board of governors for that corporation is, and it could be different. And I'm assuming in this case it was the Speaker of the House was one of the board members. And the question you kind of ask is, how can a, 260-page bill be written overnight by one person? There's something going on here, and I have some insight into what it is, that we don't want to acknowledge. We want to play by this illusory game we're being represented by these people. But like I asked the representative, he was formerly a treasurer and trustee of a corporation from where he was elected to the state. I assume he got the background to function as a corporate employee at the state level. I'm a retired probation officer, so I have a familiarity with the court system, and I was totally disgusted with that system, too, because, as I later found out, that was all a sham also. You know, you see the rulings by the courts these days, and it has nothing to do with the law. It has to do with what the agenda is of the corporation, either state, local, or federal, and that's what's being implemented. I got myself turned around about 2 years ago when I read a document called the Garcia Brief. And if people want to look at that and or copy it, you can go to www.everybodyneedstoknow.ws.com. And what that points out is this country went bankrupt in 1933, as I pointed out with the representative, and everything was dissolved. When you dissolve a corporation, essentially nothing remains. It's all an illusion. Well, that illusion has been maintained by people that have been hired, either by being given financial reward or by being pressured or threatened or blackmailed or whatever, and these people just run the game on us. And unless we become aware of the game, and that's what we need to be studying, not about the Constitution. That was taken down before the Civil War. We need to study how to get control back at the local level. And I think you've also brought in Clint's mentor, Walter Burian, who gives us the way we can do it by taking back the money that we voluntarily gave at the local level and then put it to use at the local level, establish a local bank, as Ellen Brown has recommended, and Catherine Austin Fitz, and then take over our own world. I mean, at that point, when all these worlds get together, we can then have a new Founding Fathers United States of America. But until then, we're just going through the motions.
Right. Rich, what was the name of the website, Everybody Needs to Know?
Yeah, all one word, everybodyneedstoknow.ws.com. And it'll give you a little thing there. Either it'll say the Garcia Brief or multiple streams of income. Click on that and go all the way down, and eventually you'll get a copy if it's not taken down, because that was the last way I could find it, if it's not taken down. And I think it was a paralegal, wrote this document that he said, I want to make it referenced, and he gives plenty of references, so that it can be presented in court in case someone wants to represent himself and take on the establishment bureaucracy.
Right. Now, do you think that Representative Bost knows about the corporate structure that he was working for, or do you think that in as much as he has served since 1995, functioned since 1995, that he most assuredly must be aware of the corporate structure of the state?
Well, what I found in my situation as a probation officer is people, it's kind of a need-to-know thing. They don't want to ask questions that are going to jeopardize their standing. If you look at Representative Voss' history, he was a firefighter, he was a Marine, he was the treasurer and trustee for Marlborough County. He has a background in the bureaucracy. How much of that bureaucracy he wants to understand, you know, probably depends on how quote-unquote investigative and inquisitive he is. But most people, they don't want to really question the hand that feeds them. And, you know, I think that's human nature. I mean, we all suffer. I like the statement of Pogo, the comic strip character. We have met the enemy, and he is us. We mostly function as herd animals under greed and fear. And under those two concepts, you know, we want the security, and we don't want to ask the questions that are going to take away that security. And that's what the Founding Fathers did, and that was a pretty short one-time thing.
Right. Well, very interesting. And I had hoped that he would stay over. But I think when you begin to ask those questions, I think that he saw a way he made his getaway.
Well, that's it. At the local level, I've tried to do the same thing, because there's people that, quote-unquote, say they want to bring back the Constitution and you know, be as our Founding Fathers were. Well, that, to me, is just spinning wheels on a car that has four flats and no engine. Basically, the Constitution is long since dead. I mean, as we call it, our Constitution was a fraudulent document brought in 18...
To begin with, yes.
Yeah, and so if we're thinking along those lines, you know, we're just buying into this corporate mumbo jumbo illusion, as the film calls it, the Matrix, and we're spinning our wheels and not getting anywhere. You know, we need to really look carefully at Clint Richardson's work and Walter Brien's work and get him to our local areas, and that's what I'm trying to do in my local area. Form our local bank, take back a real money system, because now all we have is this currency system. We are beholden to a Federal Reserve foreign corporation, and the money that we are quote-unquote using, really it's just paper liens, actually buys everything we use that the corporate lien for this foreign corporation. So if you go down to your local car dealership and you put down Federal Reserve notes to buy this car, you're buying it for a foreign corporation. You are just holding it for a while until they decide to take it back. And if you really want to get upset, we've done the same thing with our children. They're not our children. They're the state's children. We're just holding them in conservatorship for a short period of time until the state decides what it wants to do with them. And you see this in the news all the time where agencies have come in and taken children away from their parents for whatever reason, and the parents are all upset, but they're my kids. And even Alex Jones says, my children, like he thinks that he owns the children, when in reality, they're not his children. He's owned by the state, and they're owned by the state or federal government or local government, and that's promptly displayed in a book that everybody should also read, They Own It All, Including You, by Ronald McDonald and Dr. Rowan. You read that book and get the background of what's happening in our present illusionary matrix, and you decide that it's all a sham.
Sure. I totally agree with you. And so it's very interesting to have this gentleman on because of the video that he made, and I think that he did represent a lot of our frustrations, and he kind of became a hero. But as you say, that does nothing to the actual function of the government. It does nothing to change anything. It just means that he was upset, and it didn't change a thing. It didn't change a power structure. And you kind of mentioned that somebody had drafted this new bill. And it was the very same person who apparently changed the Constitution back in 1970.
Exactly. This is nothing. They're nothing more than actors. You know, the fact that he goes viral on a video just points out that fact. This guy's an actor. He's doing a good job acting. He's distracting us from reality and keeping us in the matrix. And that's his job. You know, he should be rewarded. He's probably going to be the next Speaker of the House because, you know, he's doing such a good job keeping us dumbed down and not being functional.
And as far as representing the people, he talked about his opinion differed with the opinion of some of his constituents. So this isn't about opinion. When you're representing somebody, you represent their views. You represent what they wish. And if it's about opinion, then I have to ask, what if your opinion is based on fallacies? What if your opinion is based on corporate contributions to your campaign, which a lot of the people here in Illinois seem to be, they're taking a lot of money, and that is how they make their judgments. I know that the representative that represents our district does not have time to listen to any of her constituents. A friend of mine went to her not too long ago to talk to her about smart meters. She had absolutely no interest in listening to any of the issues about smart meters. She had no time to listen to my friend. And basically just kind of brushed her off as if she were some sort of an idiot. And this is just not right. These people don't represent us.
Well, he gave himself away by saying that, well, you know, we try to do all these things, but the bottom line is the Speaker of the House controls our parking space, our blah,
yes,
blah, blah, you know.
Yes.
And so who's running the operation? Are they, you know, representing the people, or is the Speaker of the House kind of setting the agenda for what little game they're playing to disguise what's actually taking place?
Indeed. All right, we do have to take a 3-minute break. Feel free to stay over the break and continue this conversation. And we also have some other calls, and we'll take your calls.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. We will take your calls at 877-488-5350. My guest the first hour was Representative Mike Bost, and he was here in the Illinois House of Representatives. And he left at the top of the first hour, did not have the opportunity to stay on with us, and I believe it was because of the questions that Rich asked him about the state of Illinois being a corporation. And, Rich, are you still on the line? Excuse me.
And you need to get to the other callers, but I would like to quote one small section of the Garcia brief, if that's possible.
Sure.
Daniel C. Garcia states, "This form of mental programming is not a theory of mine, but it is a diabolical design of the United Nations, as documented within their sinister manual known as The Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars." And then he gives you references to our United States Army Intelligence Technical Manuals that it's written in. "These manuals have been designed to outline the procedures for the takeover of the American people through the control of the economy and what is known as social engineering. Social engineering is a type of biological warfare that has been continuously implemented upon the American public since 1954 for the sole purpose of conditioning and maintaining, and this is the crucial point, voluntary consent. Consent of what? Consent of usurped liberties in order to implement a socialist one-world government. Everybody questions as to why the powers that be leak all these things and create movies and do press releases and like in Representative Boss's case, have these videos go viral. What they're saying is that if everybody just goes along and plays the game, you have consented to having your liberties taken away from you. You've given them permission to do it. And he was a Marine Corps representative, or was in the Marine Corps, so I assume he was exposed to these manuals from the question you asked before. So I'm thinking, you know, this is not something that is that hidden. We just need to do our due diligence and look at it.
Certainly. Could you give that website again? I did go to everybodyneedstoknow.ws.com and got an error message.
Well, see, that's what I was worried about. See, I've been bringing this up on several other programs, and that was my worry, is that this would be brought down. It's in, www.everybodyneedstoknow.ws.com. Another way you can maybe approach it is by looking for the Garcia Brief and see if you can find it that way. When I went on several different search engines, you know, I had to do some exploring to actually get it, because I think it's being removed. But usually if you're tricky and you take different avenues, you can actually find the document. It's about 73 pages. And if worse comes to worse, when I call back sometime and you can't find it, I'll send you a copy.
Well, actually, one of our other listeners, Don, has just sent me one through Skype.
Excellent, excellent, great. Well, that's
listeners.
Keep that in circulation, because that's the key. I mean, all the things he said are there's some inaccuracies, but that's the whole point. You take the wheat from the chaff. You look at these things and you find out what's most appropriate and what's giving you the best information. That's our job as due diligent citizens, and then you utilize that and keep that and circulate that to fellow citizens.
Super. Well, thank you so very much for your call, Rich. You've been very informative, and I really appreciate that. Super. All righty. Let's take Jerry in Arkansas. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Welcome, Deanna, and I appreciate you allowing me to visit with you. The first thing I'd like to mention is that when I get through visiting with you, I'd like to be able to call the board operator back and give my name and phone number. And I'd be very appreciative if your previous caller, Rich, would call me some evening. I'd really like to visit with him. And I'd be appreciative if you would, allowing me to say this.
Sure. Great.
Anyway, so I hope you will call back, get my phone number, and call me some evening. I would like to talk with that gentleman. Thank you.
All righty.
Now, the second thing I'd like to talk about is the sincerity that appears to come through with the representative. There's no doubt that if you listen to him, the individual would believe that he's very sincere, dedicated, and wants to work hard. No doubt that you'd get that. My question about individuals like him is that I'm not sure that they're educated. Along that subject, I'd like to point out and be allowed to read one sentence out of the Constitution to you and to other people and explain it if I can. Would that be okay?
Sure. Sure. Go ahead.
This is out of Article 6, Paragraph 2 of the Constitution. This Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuance thereof, and all treaties made, or which shall be made, under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land. Now listen carefully, please. And the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, and anything in the constitutional laws of any state to the contrary, notwithstanding. This clearly means that if your constitution of your individual state or your laws are contrary to federal law, they have no standing.
Okay, Jerry, hold that thought. We do have to take a break, and just stay on over the break, okay?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. And Rich in Washington, if you could please email me at Deanna@Spingola.com. And Jerry, if you will email me also, I will get you two together. And Don indicates that the website for that document is everybodyneedstoknow.ws, no com. So, and I do have that document in front of me. But Jerry, please continue. One of the things that in the what you read, the statement that you read, that it should be the law of the land. To me, I think it should be the law of the people.
I can appreciate your belief and understanding of that, but that's not what this country has been operating under. They've been operating under the supremacy clause. And the Supremacy Clause eliminated your constitutions and your state laws unless they agree with the federal laws and federal constitutions. So, in essence, what is occurring is the representatives of each state, representatives of the House and the Senate, they are nothing but puppeteers. Now, in 1989, I was doing some research on the Supremacy Clause, and I said, golly, this is correct. However, I would not want anybody to take my word for this. What I would like people to do is an exercise that I did in 1990. I went to the capital of the state of Florida, Tallahassee, and I went to the Attorney General's office, and I asked to see the memorandums from the Attorney General to the Governor, to the Speaker of the House, and to the Senate Pro Tem Leader. And in those, now they really, it took me 45 minutes of being polite but insistent, and they finally turned over the memorandums. And what you want to look for is where the Attorney General of your state writes a memorandum to those people I mentioned, stating, we must change our state laws to be in compliance with federal laws. When that happens, there is no discussion, there is no media coverage, no nothing. Those changes just are right through the legislature. We do not have state legislatures. We do not have state constitutions. They are just subcorporations, and Richard is very correct that they are subcorporations of the federal government corporation. And I would not want anybody to take my word for this. Those intelligent people that want to verify this will go to their attorney general, and they will read the memorandums, and they will understand this is a complete sham that's going on in this country. The last thing I'd like to mention, Deanna, well, actually, two things. I did not hooked up the Internet, but Richard called back, and the board operator, when the commercials were on, gave me his phone number, and I will try to make contact with him. The last thing I'd like to point out, and I'm not trying to blow your skirt up, I am an electronically challenged individual with this new technology, and I only can listen to you or RBN on satellite. It took four individuals a number of days to help work out how I could listen. So I haven't been able to listen to you for a number of days. I am chagrined that 90% of the men do not have the guts that you have. And the reason I listen to you is you will speak your mind and stand up. And I sincerely appreciate that. I wish that more individuals had that. And I'm embarrassed, since I'm supposedly a man, that women like you are doing a better job. We should have more men stand up and support individuals like you. Thank you very much for being a very good host on RBN. And I thank you for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Well, you just keep on knocking at them because you're having a little bit of effect, young lady. Thank you so much, and you have a great rest of your show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All righty, let's take Lark in Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, as you might imagine, Deanna, I couldn't wait to weigh in on this particular subject matter today. Thanks for your show. Vis-a-vis Congressman Bosch, unfortunately, he has the demeanor of a lemming. Or, shall we say, a hamster.
Either one works.
This is quite embarrassing to Homo sapiens, and especially to members of a particular gender, of which I'm a member. And I just want to point out to add only to the well-said statements uttered so far. There are certain things that I think it's critical for any thinking adult to do so that they can understand the processes of actual thinking and how it is that these thinking processes, which are not quite critical, unfortunately, have induced us into involuntary servitude, and in many cases, voluntary servitude. This is tantamount to slavery and a denial of free will, which is the very basis of freedom. And those things are an actual understanding of how the Hegelian dialectic works. It must be firmly understood. And I recommend it if anybody that does a search, what is the Hegelian dialectic, if you have to, do it like I did, because I'm a little bit brain-challenged myself. I read the damn thing three times, laboriously, so that I could get it. Now, what is critical about understanding the Hegelian dialectic is understanding the difference between inductive versus deductive reasoning processes, as they affect the way we actually employ words. These are symbols. In order to arrive at solutions and or conclusions, or shall we say deductions, vis-a-vis what is truthful and what is not truthful. And I could say much more than that, but I think that's sufficient. Deanna, the truth is that I share the sentiments of your previous callers. I have compassion for Congressman Bosch, but I'm telling you, we have reached the edge of the abyss, and we cannot tolerate this kind of irrational behavior in this country anymore.
Right, and you're right. Well, you know, Jim Trafficant actually got up and said a lot of things in the House, and look what happened to him. And so I think that he was on the right track. He talked about the financial situation in this country, and he wasn't an actor. But I think that he is really an anomaly, whereas Representative Bost was basically irritated, but I don't think that he's going to be going to jail.
Oh, no. He will be encouraged to perform precisely as he's performed, because what does he do? Sow seeds of chaos and confusion. With his every act, with his every utterance, that's all he does. I'll leave you with this, Deanna, and I have quoted it several times now already. This quote is very simple to remember. Say it a few times. When we think about we the people, we need to understand what this we is. And it's quite a different matter to associate, you know, wanting to love thy neighbor as opposed to be a part of this collectivist body called we. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, the author of the Gulag Archipelago, deemed an enemy of the state. He was censored. He was imprisoned. He said, the simple step of the courageous individual is to not to take part in the we. One word of truth outweighs the world. And when we understand this, we understand how it is our own thought processes are robbing us of our freedom and our liberty and even our dignity as human beings.
I couldn't agree more. Thank you, Lark. Appreciate it very much.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye, Lark. Let's take David in Wisconsin. David, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi.
Regarding the interview you gave, that representative is not fully aware of all of the facts regarding Illinois government and their government system. No one is. There's such a volume of material. But a couple of things that I observed during that conversation was that the question of nepotism about the Madigans didn't come up because Lisa Madigan is the daughter of Mike Madigan, and she is the Attorney General of the state of Illinois.
Yes.
Now, that's one point, but another point is, you see, the dialectic is working more strongly within the patriot community today than it is within the de factos. In this regard, I think the de factos have a better understanding that the representatives do serve both we the people and the corporate structure. And I don't think that the patriots get that to the degree that they should appreciate that fact. But on the Illinois Attorney General's website regarding the history of the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, there's a very interesting rundown on who ultimately they serve through the person of the Attorney General, because law points the way. And the British, even before they were organized as the British, when they were still England and Scotland and the other surrounding nations, laid siege to North America beginning in the late 16th century. But on this website, regarding this history, there are 9 points that really do define the responsibilities of the Illinois Attorney General. And, of course, nepotism has to be called into question here because there are anti-nepotism laws. But the first item of this listing of 9 different responsibilities, the very first one is, to quote here now, to prosecute all actions necessary for the protection and defense of the property and revenues of the Crown. Now, I won't have time and wouldn't want to take up all of your time to read through all of these, but the very last one is very significant because everyone in this nation right now that has any problems essentially is scrambling for a status called being recognized as having PTSD. Now, this 9th one comes into very significantly into place and into play with this because here's what this reads, end of quote. And in certain cases, by information in chancery for the protection of the rights of lunatics and others who are under the protection of the Crown. Now, I submit to you and your listeners that that and others is a catch-all, especially for patriots.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And obviously anyone that's ever been deceived into visiting a psychiatrist or a psychologist would fit somewhere into that those categories. So understanding that the job of the attorney generals of the several states is primarily to serve the interests of the Crown first, while serving the interests of the American people secondarily to that. It's a protection racket. It's like the it's the mafia. It's the royal
sure.
mafia. So anyway, I would encourage anyone to look at that history there to get the rundown on how the Illinois Attorney General's office was first established. There are court cases cited and everything in there that really does have a lot to say for how that office is. It's essentially the most powerful office. Thank
very
you.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, David. Yeah. Appreciate it.
All right. Good afternoon, then.
Thank you. All righty. Let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Deanna. But I must say it's most humbling following such an informed and judiciously studied group of callers preceding me.
Well, I think that RBN listeners are very, very astute people. I don't think that you can fool them. I think they want to know the truth. They don't want disinformation or misinformation. They are very well informed and self-educated, and I appreciate them very, very much.
We are truly blessed. I would observe that your former caller, the preceding me, was partially correct, although not totally correct. The actual place that our problems respond from is the National Association of Trial Lawyers, the BAR, the British Admiralty Registry, which is a loosely formed association, not incorporated specifically by design, of the Crown, which is a subsidiary of loosely associated affiliates of the Club of Rome, in the Vatican, and the sectarian religious elements which presented themselves to formulate the Holy Roman Catholic Universal Christos Church. And our judicial system has been overtaken and undermined by this Kabbalistic monopoly control of the legal system in America, the legislators and lawmakers, and we elect our state representatives to go to Washington to represent us to the District of Criminals. They represent us about one day, although they may occasionally have spurts of their home interest But when they get to the District of Criminals, they are told in no uncertain terms that they are now federal representatives, which would be the Soviet-inspired model of governmental control by terrorcrats or bureaucrats far away removed from America and having no true interest in what our conditions or circumstances are, as the Queen of England and the Pope. And so these are things that we must study very deeply to find the answers to, but there are actions in the movement around different areas of America to restore our form of Republican form of government and to try
Chris,
to seize power.
Chris,
yes.
Could you hold that thought for just a moment? Well, actually, 3 moments. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and we were talking with Chris in Las Vegas. And Chris, while I appreciate your concern, your interest in the Pope, the Catholic Church being in on the power structure, I do believe that all of the churches have been infiltrated by the economic powers, and I recognize that the Pope, as early as in the 1400s, executed what was called a doctrine of discovery, and it was under that rule that so many of the European explorers went forth and claimed land. But I believe that there are other powers also involved that that are more economic in nature.
I absolutely concur with your astute observation. Some may note that in Corpus Juris Secundum, I believe that may be the body of law or secular law, perhaps Talmudic law, I would suggest, it specifically says in Volume 7 under attorney-client that the attorney's obligation is one and first to the bar, which would be the crown or the club of Rome, second to the court as an officer of the court, and third not to the client, the mere paying individual who secures his services. Further, in that same attorney-client under the miscellaneous provisos relating to attorney-client sexual relations, it proclaims in the proper Talmudic fashion that having sex with one client does not violate their ethics, of their professional ethics, that would be. And so there lies much of the problem of America, is it has been seized by a foreign form of law.
Okay.
But there are things in the works with people like Rod Class and Paul
exactly.
Andrew Mitchell that are actually working through the courts to try and correct some of these situations by American citizens rising up to seize the powers of the law, to act as guardian, as common law, private attorney generals, as civil rights advocate, competent assistance of counsel. And I thank you for what you do and for spreading the truth and for what RBN does and for the great guests that call in and provide their knowledge and study and experience. And you do a wonderful job. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I've really appreciated all the callers today. They have contributed much to my education and to the education of the listeners. And certainly we absolutely must stand up against a tyrannical government, whoever is in charge, whether no matter who it is. We must recognize where we are at, what we can do about it. And there are numerous ways that people have discovered. And I thank also Don for sending me the document, the Garcia brief. And if anybody wants that, I would be certainly happy to forward a PDF file of that. It's a 75-page document. It was created in 1995. And as Chris pointed out, there are numerous ways to get ourselves outside of these corporate parameters that that the tyrannical rulers have set up. Thank you so much for listening today, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, and the government is out to make you pay for it. Can your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens?